Russell Centerpoint staff and officials are hoping to raise final funds to help finish their newest location in Flowery Branch. Director of Development Linda Engel says the fundraiser will help bring counseling and mentoring services similar to the Gainesville location to South Hall.
Today is the beginning of our capital campaign. It's a steep $1.1 million goal, which we think we can get there pretty quickly. And we've got a good group of folks that are gathering today to go out in the force with us and help bring money back into Centerpoint. And the main reason for this fundraiser is to finish our South Hall location, which is our second location for Centerpoint, and this is the educational factor. We have counseling intact in the part that's already finished, and the secondary part, which is phase two, brings in the education so we can service the high schools around here with the classes.
Engel says establishing a presence in South Hall has been a goal for Centerpoint for some time.
Well, we knew we served mostly Gainesville High School at the beginning because we're right across the street from Gainesville High School on Elephant Trail, which is our main office, and we needed to reach out to these high schools, and the educators have told us we needed to be down here, as you know, how it's growing and growing and growing, so we wanted to represent the South Hall part of the high schools as well.
Originally the brainchild of a few local churches, Centerpoint's Gainesville location was created with the purpose of providing off-site religion classes to public school students, and that's what Engel says the new Flowery Branch location will do as well.
Early in the morning, before school starts, or at the first section of class, they're allowed to come here. They're SACS accredited classes, so they can pick them as an option, as an elective, and get credit, or the afternoon classes. So they're either starting here at Centerpoint or they're going to end here at Centerpoint. So it doesn't interact with the rest of their work day or their school day, I should say.
According to Engel, the money raised in this phase of fundraising will go towards education costs as the counseling facility is already built out, which has two therapists in-house, including a trilingual play therapist. Department of Juvenile Justice Commissioner Avery Niles was the keynote speaker for the breakfast. He spoke about how Centerpoint impacted his life as a teenager and answered questions about youth in Hall County and his experiences with them.
So Centerpoint, years ago when I first started out in school, there at Gainesville High, Centerpoint was where I went to go to for stuff as it relates to my inner abilities to make sure that I'm grounded. You would go to school growing up in the government housing projects, seeing the things that went on there. So the Centerpoint was really the Centerpoint of my life as it relates to guiding me in the right direction.
Niles believes the campaign will have positive results on the county.
Well, of course, anytime a campaign is directed in the right direction, you'll get things out of it. And when you're trying to reach as many people in our county in which there's issues, So campaigning like this type situation, capital campaign for growth, that's a good thing.
He says facilities like Centerpoint are needed for communities.
The more we as a society can reach out to our children, our youth, the better off the conditions are in which I have to work, the better off it is in which the community has to grow, and then better off in knowing that those individuals that you inspire day in and day out give back to the community.
The final phase of fundraising that was launched this morning for what's being called Centerpoint South and Flowery Branch will ultimately fund 3 years of startup costs for staffing and equipment, according to a statement released this morning at the breakfast. The program's new 5,600-square-foot location is located on Atlanta Highway. Pictures and more information on the new location is available online at AccessWDUN. Russell, back to you.